Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guys. Well, praise God. You know, I said this last night, and I really want y'all to get this down in your heart. When God gives us a gift, like Brother Ivan, his family into our lives, you know, we got to honor it and cherish it. And I guarantee you tonight, I really feel a real expectation in my heart for you. Is he's going to come up here and minister? I just know that tonight's, I'm not just saying that to just have something to say. Tonight's some of y'all's nights. You're going to grab hold of something that's going to change your life forever tonight. So, Brother Ivan, come on up here. Bless us. Y'all give him a hand clap as he comes up.
Good afternoon. Go to the book of Proverbs, if you would, chapter 16, and we'll get going this wonderful evening. Praise the Lord. Gavin and Tim, great job. Again, every night's a great job. Doing fantastic. Praise the Lord. So let's begin with verse 24. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the mind and healing to the body. Lots of power in language. And then Psalm 42. My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made, touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men, therefore grace is poured into your lips. Therefore God has blessed you forever. And then in Matthew, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. Proverbs 12:6. The words of the Lord are pure, like silver that is tried in a furnace, purified seven times. And then John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh does not profit anything. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And then Proverbs 12:18. There are those who speak harshly, like the piercing of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. And then Proverbs 15:4, a gentle tongue with all of its healing powers is a tree of life, but willful contrariness in the tongue breaks down the spirit. Praise the Lord. So, one of the things tonight, what I really want to talk about is, you know, no matter what God does in your life, all the things God may do in your life, encounters with God, breakthroughs, miracles, healings, answers to your prayers, whatever it is that may happen in your life, I've noticed this, that until you and I have the language of God, we're not going to be able to carry on with the miracles of God. If God gives you something and then your language destroys it, then it was of no benefit whatsoever. Language in itself has supernatural powers. Think about how many places you ended up because somebody said something to you. Think about how many fights you've been in because of what people said. Think about how many times you went to jail, could have gone to jail, or prayed about going to jail because of language. Language is a very powerful thing. God is a God of language. Everything God does, he does it through language. He created the world through language, and he holds the world together by the power of his word. Language. God is a language God. If your home is filled with the language of Satan, then the demons are in the home. If your house is filled with the language of God, then the presence, the manifest presence of God is in your home. Language is a magnet for either the presence of God or the presence of demonic spirits. And all of you have spoken things out of your mouth that provoked demonic emotions. Praise the Lord. Think about how many times you have gotten afraid because of language. Certain things that were said to you. For example, I was in Russia and I was having chest pains many years ago, 10 years ago. I was having real bad chest pains, bad back pains, all kinds of pains. And I was thinking, oh boy, this is not a good place to have a heart attack. You know, I didn't know. So I said, well, I need to go get some x-rays, so let's just go to the doctor in Russia and get x-rays. So, you know, whatever they did, they gave me notebooks and x-rays and all that. And the x-rays, I noticed they had like a big thing in there, like a big clump, like a tumor or something. Really big. And so I asked them, what is it? They said, yeah, that's pretty bad. That's really bad. It's really bad. You need to get that looked at. It's really bad. You know, in the best that we could interpret. And so I take this home and I'm saying, my gosh, I got a tumor. And so for about 9 months, I hid the thing up at the top of my thing. I didn't tell anybody anything. I didn't tell my wife. I didn't tell anybody. I didn't say anything about these x-rays. But for 9 months, I was in warfare, battling. Every time I had a little pain of any kind, in the name of Jesus, just in warfare. Then one day I said, that's it, I've had it. I'm going to the doctor. I'm going to get the x-rays and let it be whatever. So I go get the x-rays. I hand them these x-rays. They do all the x-rays. They get the x-rays back. Then she comes out. She says, yep, nothing wrong with you. You don't have anything or anything. Your lungs are great. I said, what are you talking about? What about those things? I said, I don't know who this guy is, but he's Tekalak or Tegarag or something. So I had the wrong x-rays for 9 months. Listening to the devil tell me, you're dying. Your heart is going to fall out. You're going to die in the night squealing like a stuck pig. You're going to die alone in the middle of the night. Oh, my God. Never go to Russia. Never do anything in Russia. Don't go to the doctor. Oh, my gosh. I said, wait a minute. What are you talking about? I don't have anything. No, what do you mean? You don't have anything. You're perfect. Everything is perfect. Your lungs are like pieces of heaven. So, all my pain went away. It was just indigestion. Language is powerful. Words are powerful. The language in your own mind, it's a very powerful thing. You know, what you're hearing in your head, what you're listening to, what you're repeating, what's going on inside there is defining the road. It's like laying the brick for the road you're going to walk on and live on. And it's best to just get it all exposed as soon as possible to the light. Because if you hide it, Satan's realm is the realm of secrets. It's the realm of shadows. It's the realm of the hidden. That's where Satan operates. He operates in the shadows, in the dark. He operates in secrets. Every carnal secret breeds a disease. And you have to remember, words have the power to create healing or create diseases. Words are very powerful. And so right here it's talking about Jesus. And there was one thing about Jesus that was different than everybody else. Nobody spoke like he did. Jesus showed up and he started talking, and people were listening because no one ever spoke like Jesus before. The words that I speak, they're spirit and life. In other words, the words Jesus spoke, what came out of his mouth, was perfectly tuned to the souls of people. When people heard Jesus say, "Let your heart not be troubled," they actually were freed. When he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," they were actually delivered. When he said, "I will forgive you of your sins, love your neighbors, love your enemies," no one ever said those words. He spoke like someone that understood the hearts of the people. And because of that, they started to get healed and delivered. The words of God create faith in those that hear him speak. If God says something to you that you really need to hear real bad, it will change your future. Once somebody says to you, "There's nothing wrong with you," it's like lightning, you're totally free. 9 months of torture and torment that was completely unnecessary because I hid those things because I didn't want my family to know. I didn't want my children to be worried. I didn't want my wife to die. I wanted God to heal me in those 9 months, you know. I'm going to walk this out alone. I just don't want to tell because it'll freak everybody. I don't want people talking all over the... Mr. Tekarath. Words attract God or words attract Satan. You've got to decide which words you're offering. Are you offering God something that he can bless, or are you offering Satan something he can curse? Mm-hmm. Right, Tom. Words move your soul. They move it to things that are sacred, or they move it to things that are defiled. Language is a very powerful thing. God uses language to heal us. He uses language to clear up our doubts, to get rid of all our fears. He uses language to comfort us. He uses language to build our future. He uses language to redefine who we are in our own eyes, and all the lies that you've believed all your life, and all the things you've done in all your life, and the failures that you've had, and the mistakes you've had, that Satan uses those things to accuse you and to condemn you and to make you feel guilty and to cut you and to put fear in your life. God is the exact opposite. He comes and he affirms you. He celebrates you. He tells you that you are just as good as anybody else. He tells you that you are beautiful to him, that you are worthy, that he loves you, that you are special, that you are unique, that you've been created by God for a special purpose, that where you were born and how you were born and who your parents are does not matter once the blood is applied to your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the language of God begins to redefine who you are as a person. If you don't ever change your language, you never change your master. That's a very important thing. Your master is whoever you honor with your language. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Praise God. So what I want to do is talk to you about how God talks. How does God talk? Because however God talks is how you and I want to talk. If we can adopt the language of God, then we can surround ourselves with the atmosphere of God. And what you and I want to do is be filled with the atmosphere of God, the presence of God, the manifest presence of God. The number one way to usher in the manifest presence of God is by divine language. If you can speak like God, it literally ushers in the presence of God. Jesus said it the best way: "I don't say anything unless I hear my Father say it." That's pretty powerful. That's pretty powerful. Think about how many wounds you have. Think about people that make you angry or hurt you, or people that you don't talk to anymore. And you're going to probably find that the reason you don't talk to them is because the words they use when they talk to you. Amen. Or what they say to people you care about. And you just decided, man, these people, I just, my God, I hope they die. Or I'm going to kill them. Language. It's a very powerful thing. And there's no condemnation. Nobody should think, you know, anybody's holier than anybody else or anything like that. We all have our own individual journeys. But our journeys are already defined by a destination. Every place you're going is already prepared. You're not going anywhere that someone else hasn't already been. Like, there's no new places to go. There's just new to you. But somebody else already walked that road to get to that place and laid it out for you. Praise the Lord. So you've got to be careful when you're raising children that you don't abuse them with your words. Because you can break a child with language. You can tear their soul to pieces. You can create a serial killer. You can create a sexual predator with language. You can create a drug addict. You can create a murderer. You can create a defiler of people. You can create a deceiver, a thief, a bank robber, all with language. Sitting around hearing Satan talk out of your mouths, all a child needs to have their soul imprinted with the language of Satan himself. So if anything is going to last, it's going to last because you literally envelop your home and your personal life with a culture of the language of God. Create another atmosphere at home. Don't let Satan get in your mouth. Don't do it. No matter how angry you get, don't start talking like the devil. Don't look at that woman or that husband or that child and let your mouth just run wild. Because it's very seldom will God be talking when you're angry. And so God is a very disciplined person because what he speaks a certain way. There's certain things you'll never hear God say. Heaven, for example, when you go to heaven, you're never going to hear the word pain. You're never going to hear the word loser. That's like a cuss word in heaven. There's certain words you just won't hear in heaven. Failure, you'll never hear that in heaven. Freak, you're not going to hear that in heaven. Liar, pervert, murderer, worthless. Those words don't exist in heaven. They don't talk like that there. All that is already clean. What we have to do is take the broom and clean what's down here. Clean your own language and you'll clean the atmosphere and you'll open the windows of heaven and the manifest presence of God will come. Notice that when you sing a song that you know and you love it, it clears the atmosphere right away. You start singing and worshiping. You know, lifting your hands, ladies and gentlemen, is not a freaky thing to do. Try it. Right? Keep your hands up for a little bit. Now, some of you, it's not normal. It feels a little awkward. But remember, if there was a gun to your back, this would not feel awkward. You would do it without being told. Right? Because you want the person with the gun to know that you're surrendering. You also want him to know, I'm not going to resist. And if the team you believe in wins the Super Bowl, your hands go up. Right? So when we're in church and we go like this, we're simply saying to God, I surrender, God. I'm not going to resist whatever you tell me. And I already know I have the victory before the battle is even fought. Praise God. Language. Think about how many times in your life someone has come along and said the right thing to you at the right time. Have you ever said to somebody, I really needed to hear that? How many times have you said that? I really needed to hear that. I really needed to hear you say that. Dear God, I'm glad you said that. I was about to shoot you. Oh, Father. So, right? So, what is your language like? And does it match the language of God? Let's find out what God's language is so that you and I can take home the roadmap to the language of God, which the language of God, words, divine words inspired by the Holy Spirit, unlock the treasures of your future. Praise God. Just like no wife wants to hear she's ugly. Especially when all day long that's what she thinks. That's what she tells herself. No man wants to hear that he's a worthless bum. No child wants to hear that they're not wanted.
That's right.
I wish you were not born. You are such a headache. I'm going to give you away. You are just a disgrace. Language. Very powerful. A child does like to hear, however, you are the best child in the world. You are the best son I could ever have. You're the best daughter I could ever have. You are my dream of a child. You are perfect. I couldn't make you any better. You fit perfectly. You have every gift, every talent, every ability. There's nothing you cannot do. There's nothing wrong with you. Everything about you is perfectly created. Language, it's very powerful. Every chance you have to heal a person with language, heal them. The medicine behind words is sincerity. If you truly mean what you say, it carries healing. If you say it as some legalistic ritual, it's empty, even if it's the right words. Anybody can go around telling everybody, I love you, 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 love you. They might as well be scratching something because they don't mean it. It's so frivolous. But when a person genuinely tells you something and you feel the power behind it because it carries that healing power, it changes a person. And, I mean, mostly all the fights you ever were in, they were because somebody said something to you. I can remember them right now. My stepfather hit me in the head the first time he saw me with his knuckles over and over and over again, grabbing me by the hair. I can remember the words. I can remember his prophetic utterances of being an unwanted person, just and all the words that match all that. I can remember getting healed. God telling me I'm his favorite of all the children, all his children in the whole wide world. I'm God's favorite. You know, it healed me because it's what my mother told me every day all my life. All the lies Satan told me, God healed him in 1 second by repeating what my mother used to tell me that I couldn't believe because of all the other negative things. And when God said it, I was healed. Yes. My identity crisis ended the day I believed what God believed about me. That's why you do your freedom prayer. That's why you get discipled. That's why you do those things, ladies and gentlemen. Every one of you should do them if you haven't. You should go into intensive healing, all of you, from all those vile words that some of us hide behind a smile or a frown. Let God heal you with his language. Praise the Lord. So, words are going to wound you or they're going to cure you. They're going to glue you to the past or they're going to glue you to the future. And you just have to decide what you want to be glued to. Because if all you can ever do is be glued to the mistakes you've made, you're already going to lose every battle. Yeah. Someday you've got to forgive yourself. Someday you've got to let go of what you've failed in and let God start everything brand new. Praise the Lord. So let's find out how God talks. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. What can you expect God to say to you every day? Every day God will say to you, I forgive you. There's not one day that's going to go by when you're going to hear God say to you, I don't forgive you. Every single day of your life, God is going to be there. And he will never say, I don't forgive you. You're no good. You're a liar. You don't mean what you're saying. I'm not going to forgive you. Just burn. Never. God is always going to be there with his arms wide open, and he's always going to say to you, I forgive you. You're repenting. You're apologizing. You're doing whatever. You're saying, God, I'm so sorry. I wish I hadn't done this. I forgive you. Because some people are not going to do that. Some people are going to forgive you and say, I forgive you. And then a day later or 2 days later or whenever it is again you offend them, they're going to bring it all back. They don't forgive like God forgives. They forgive for like a couple of minutes or a day or two. As soon as you hurt them again, 40 years of failures are all brought up in 6 seconds. You know how hard it is to remember 40 years of failures in 6 seconds? You know how fast you have to be able to talk? Because when God forgives, he also forgets. How are we supposed to talk to each other? I forgive you. I forgive you. That's what you do at home. That's what you do in a marriage. That's what you do with your children. You say, okay, I forgive you. When Gavin was growing up, he got a lot of spankings. He did. I'm not proud of it. Probably we shouldn't have given you all of them. But he got a lot of them. 3 or 4 a day sometimes. And being a smart young man as he was at those ages, he learned things. Like he'd pack things back in there. He'd pack phone books back there. And sometimes I just couldn't do it because it just was so funny. I mean, it just like, man, I just couldn't do it, you know. Or he'd be on his knees and listening for me coming. And he, as soon as I'd open the door, oh, Father God, I apologize. Oh, Jesus, don't let my papa spank me, Jesus. Oh, let him have mercy on me. I repent, oh, God. Oh, God, let him have mercy. Have mercy, oh, Jesus. And he could hear my steps coming and silence. And then, oh, God, oh, Jesus, Lord above. It would have been terrible to say to him, I don't forgive you. Because there's a lot. He carved his name into the front door. And then we asked, did you do this? No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. You can't spank a child like that. I mean, no, it wasn't me. God is always going to forgive you. Romans chapter 8, amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through him who loved us. We are more than conquerors. Praise the Lord. The two boxing champions fight 12 rounds of beating each other up, bleeding, can't see, nose broken, eyes broken, ears broken, hair broken, teeth broken. Everything's broken. They don't even look like people. They just look like two pieces of hamburger meat. The challenger finally wins. He gets his belt. He gets his check. He's the conqueror. A little woman walks in. She takes the check. She takes the belt. She's his wife, and she's more than a conqueror. Everybody go, that's what I'm talking about. Praise God. Jesus did all the fighting so you could have all the victories. Jesus went through all the suffering and all the pain and all the brutalizing and all the terrorizing and all the ugly language and all that. He was brutalized by all that so that you could be healed by the language of God. What can you expect God to say to you when you fail? What can you expect God to say to you when the devil puts all his limitations on you and tells you about all the things that are impossible and all the naysayers gather around your life? Always, every day, for the rest of your life, God will always say to you, you can. He will always say to you, you can. When everybody says you can't, he will say, you can, you can, you can. You can change your life. You can be healed. You can repent. You can get a breakthrough. You can get an answer. You can be the man you're supposed to be. You can be the husband you're supposed to be. You can rise from the ashes. You can get delivered from those failures. You can get delivered from those weaknesses. That's what you're going to hear God say every day. You can. You can do it. You can be who you want to be. You can reach those dreams. You can achieve those things. That's what God says. That's how God talks. That's the language of heaven. Not you are a failure. Get out of the way. Get out of here. Let me do it. What are you doing? Get out of here, you crazy, stupid person. Get out of here. Jesus was talking to Peter. Peter's about to betray him. Peter says, I'm not going to betray you. Jesus says, you are going to betray me. Three times before the rooster. So he says, Peter, Satan came last night and had a talk with me. And he asked me for your soul. So he could sift you like wheat. I prayed for you that your faith would not fail. When you repent, feed my sheep. Instead of building an altar to Peter's failure like we do to each other, like we do, how dare you betray me? How could you betray me? How could you do that? How could you say that? I never want to talk to you. I never want to see you. I don't want to have anything to do with you ever, 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 ever. How could you do that? How could you betray after all the things I've done, after all the way I've loved you, after every way I've treated you? How could you do that? Or something like that. Because that's human, that's natural, that's normal, that's what we humans do. But Jesus didn't do that. He said, look, you're going to mess up, but after you repent, do what I told you to do. He doesn't, because Jesus will always say this to you every day, God will always say this, when you blow it the worst that you've ever blown it, he will always say to you, it's going to be all right. Praise God. Can everybody say that? It's going to be all right. Come on, everybody. Lift your hand. Say, it's going to be all right. Tell somebody, no matter what you've been through, it's going to be all right. No matter how you have failed or blown it, it's going to be all right. Tell somebody that. Tell that person there, it's going to be all right. You need to hear that every day. Your children need to hear it every day. You need to hear that from your husband every day. It's going to be okay. You need to tell your husband it's going to be all right. You need to tell each other it's going to be all right. That's the language of God. We don't need to hear, I am walking away from you. I don't want to see you ever again. That's not the way God does it. God never leaves us or forsakes us. Amen. That's not his language. It's the language of Satan. He says, it's going to be all right. What have you done that you are ashamed of? What have you done that you feel guilty about? Maybe even today. God still is going to say the same thing to you. It's going to be all right. After you repent, do what I called you to do. Praise the Lord. You may not get that from people. Yeah, there's some people that haven't talked to you in 10 or 20 years because you failed them, and they'll never talk to you again. They'll go to their grave without talking to you. And some of them are relatives, a mother, a father, a brother, a sister. Never talk. You will die, and they will not be there. Because Satan loves to remind you of all the things that make you feel unloved. Praise God. Raise both your hands up. Say, I'm going to give $1 million. Raise your hands up again. Look to your left. Say, I'm going to pay your house off. Look to the right. Look to your right and say, I'm going to pay your car off. Praise God. Look behind you and say, I'll take whatever you got in your pockets. Praise the Lord. Come on, raise your hand. Say, it's going to be all right. Come on, everybody. Say it. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right, all right, all right over here in Texas. Going to be all right, all right, all right over here in Utopia. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Oh, Lord, it's going to be all right. Somebody's going to pay my house off. Somebody's going to pay my car off. Oh, Lord, it's going to be all right. There you go. Psalm 139, this is beautiful. Oh Lord, you've searched me thoroughly, and you know me. You formed my inward parts. You knit me together inside of my mother's womb. Is that beautiful? You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret, and I was intricately and curiously wrought, as if I was embroidered with the various colors of redemption. Praise God. Your eyes saw my unformed substance. In your book, all the days of my life were written before ever there was even one of them. How precious and weighty are your thoughts to me, O God. If I was to count them, there would be more of them than all the sands of the seas. Praise God. What can you expect from God? What is the language that heals, that God speaks? Why does God want to train us in talking like He does? Come on. Because every day God will say this to you, because you need healing. You are special. You are unique. There's 7,500,000,000 people on planet Earth, and not one of them has your fingerprints. There is no other person like you. Now, I'm not saying you have the greatest face, or certainly not the greatest feet. Praise the Lord. Because some of you should not be out in public with those feet. You should keep them covered. But that's my twisted opinion, being that I get freaked out by freaky feet. That's my own little weird thing God has to heal me of and deliver me of. I just don't believe that people should be allowed to just expose their feet, who have that second toe that sticks way out beyond the other ones. That's not right. That's not right. That's not right. That should not be going on. And to do it so proudly, just so proudly, boom, boom, just showing it out there, knocking down the door and everything, boom. That's not okay. That's not okay. You are special. Right? You need to hear that. You need to hear that you're special, and you need to hear it from somebody who actually believes it.
Come on now.
Because nobody can heal you quicker than the person sitting next to you. Nobody. If a person sitting next to you really does say to you, you really are special. You are really are unique.
Amen.
Rather than, you know, you're a piece of work. Why are you out in public? Do you understand that before a criminal can be healed, he has to hear that there's another him waiting to be born? Before a prostitute can be truly healed, she has to believe that there is another her out there to be found. Before a homeless person can believe that they can come out of that life, they've got to believe that there's another one of them that only God can create by that person listening to the language of God speak to them.
Yep. Good.
And redefining who they really are. They're really not a prostitute. They're an apostle in the making.
Come on. Oh,
they're really not a drunk. They're actually a prophet yet to be born.
Amen.
They're really not a murderer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're a pastor waiting to be created. A pastor friend of mine had some sons, and they were raised around adolescents, criminals, because that was their ministry, and they really got affected by it, and they ended up holding up some stores at gunpoint, and they got thrown in prison for like 8 years. And that boy had to call his pastor father, my friend, and tell him that they, you know, had just held up someone at gunpoint and then beat him with a gun because they were on drugs. And he had to tell that pastor, you know, I'm going to prison. And he was fully expected, he said, because I heard his testimony not what, a month or two ago? We've known him all our lives. And he said, I expected my dad to just scream and yell at me. But he said, you're the best boys. You're the best boys ever. That language kept them alive in prison. He said, I felt like they had taken a dead skunk and tied it to my neck.
Wow.
And I had to carry it around for 8 years.
Wow.
The shame. And there's two of them in there. And he had the younger boy was in there with him. And he gave his testimony and he said these words. He said, all my life, people have prophesied to me that I was going to be a pastor. And he said, today, I'm taking up the call. But he was in prison fighting. He's huge. Every piece of him is a muscle. His teeth are muscles. Brutally fighting people for his life. Every day, in a world of murderers and rapists. But those words and the words of the people that have spoke to him, I was one of them. I told him when he was a young boy, I said, God called you to be a preacher and a pastor. I told him those words when he was young. And he brought them all up. And it delivered him. You have to decide what you're going to wrap around your brain. The words of God, are you going to wrap around Satan's torturing, condemning, accusing, horrible language? Praise the Lord. You decide. But God only speaks a certain way. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians 2:9, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Every day God will say to you, the best is yet to come.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
What do you see for your future? Because when I was thinking of that, those x-rays, I'm telling you, I learned how to fight in the spirit to find my peace. But I'll tell you, that torture would break through sometimes because I had proof.
Right.
I saw the tumor right there in the x-rays. What do you see for your future? Are you done with your life? Is your life over? What is your future going to be like? Because you need to decide if the best is yet to come or the worst is yet to come. You decide. You make up your mind because nobody can make it up for you. Praise the Lord. But God only speaks a certain way.
That's right.
And every day He'll tell you that. He'll tell it to you when you can't possibly believe it. He'll say the best is yet to come. When you can't possibly believe it, He'll say the best is yet to come. Gavin was dying. Tubes all over him. Machines keeping him alive. And Jesus spoke to us, James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift comes from above. From the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That's his life scripture. It healed him. When he was going to get married, honestly, we just weren't sure. Because he had, you know, been hurt in his heart, and we didn't want him to hurt anymore. And so we were like, you know. But he told me 1 week after meeting this girl, he said, "This is the one, Pop." I go, "You just know her like 5 days." "Yeah, I know, but this is the one." I didn't know. I didn't know what to say. Time goes by. All of a sudden, she has a dream. She doesn't know anything about this. And she's in the dream, she talks to him and says, "God gave me a dream. He gave me the scripture, James 1:17. So the whole family got instantly converted. Language. Divine language. All you need is to hear a word from God about your situation, and the best is yet to come. Praise the Lord. Turn to somebody and say, "That's what I'm talking about." Say, "The best is yet to come." Amen? Now, let's get down to business. Let's get rid of the language of Satan. Number one. This doesn't work if you're not willing to do it. But remember, church is not a place of religion. Church is a place of encounters. We come to church to have an encounter with God. We come to church to meet God. And if you're not willing to do it, then you're not willing to get healed. All that you need to do is apologize to any person that you have spoken bad about or that you have wounded with your language. If they're sitting next to you, then you can whisper to them. If they're not here, write them a letter. Make a phone call. If they're here, what you don't want to do is say to a person, "I want to apologize for all the terrible things you've done." That's not an apology. That's an accusation, you know, clothed. That's how Satan does it. Satan acts like he's needing prayer and then talks bad about that person in the prayer meeting. Says, "Oh, you know, I need prayer because I want to have a forgiving heart towards Mary. You know, she's a liar and a slanderer and a prostitute and, you know." That's not how you do it. Because remember that language gives Satan a pass key into your family. You want to remove Satan's words off your whole family. You want to take them all off. Remove them completely. Praise the Lord. And say, "God, I don't want any language on any of my children from me. I don't want any language on my husband, my wife. I don't want language on my business. I don't want language on anything that's not of God. I want faith language. I want love language. I want word language. I want truth language. I want healing language. I don't want destructive, deteriorating, violating, defiling language on any aspect of any part of my life. Amen. Is that how you feel? Yeah. How many of you feel that way? Yeah. Pray. All right. So, how many of you are willing to do the apologizing? Apologizing is simple. You say, I was wrong. I should have never said the words that I've said. Please forgive me. That's the apology. You don't have to go into detail. Remember when you did this and did that and did that and how you said that and how you said that and all these things and you went and told those people and those people and those people and that's what you're like, I just want to know. I want to apologize. It's not an apology. An apology is where you're wrong. Period. And you remove it from yourself. Because think about it like this. When you curse someone with language, the language, the curse word doesn't land on them. By the law of the Spirit, what you sow, you reap. So what you sent out automatically reverses and comes back on you.
That's right.
Now, this is not venting. I want to get that clear. This is not venting. You have to vent to someone you trust. Venting is not the same as cursing a person. Venting is getting all the garbage out and having somebody sitting there telling you, okay, now what do we do? Oh, well, I just wanted to do it. Praise God. Praise God. I feel better. Glory to God. You know, the problem with venting is you don't vent to, like, everybody.
Right.
You vent to, like, one or two people. People who can handle your venting without realizing you're actually not going to kill them all. You just wanted to say it. Praise the Lord. But if you're not the kind of Christian that can repent, you're not a real Christian. You are a deception. You're actually not born again. Born again people act like Jesus. And if they don't know how to act like Jesus, they at least want to act like Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the first thing is we're going to lift our hands and we're going to say this prayer, Jesus, I remove all curses off of my life from any person in my life who has cursed me. I break those curses off. I break all the accusations that people have spoken about me and to me in the name of Jesus. I shatter those curses and those accusations. They are not the truth, and I do not receive it as truth. I repent for receiving it, listening to it, and believing it. I now disconnect myself from all people that make me feel sick with their language. I will not open my heart to those people or that language. I bless them and I pray for them, but I will not submit to them in the name of Jesus. I now renounce all the words of my parents or any person I have been close to since I was a small child. I declare that those words are not true about me. They're not going to come to pass, and I'm not going to be that person in the name of Jesus. I renounce Satan and my partnership with his language. I will not talk like Satan. I will not talk to people like Satan does. I will not talk about or talk with Satan any longer in the name of Jesus. I now consider myself free. I am healed of that language which has guided my life. Provoke me to anger, to hatred, to brokenness, and to hard-heartedness. In the name of Jesus, I am what God says that I am. I believe God and His intentions for me, His will for me, and His belief in me. I am unique, I am special, and there is nobody like me. From now on, people will not run when they see me coming. They will be healed by my language. They'll be made whole by my language and delivered in the name of Jesus. I remove Satan out of my mouth and out of my language. No demon can use me to prophesy to any person in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everybody say, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Say, thank you, God, I'm free. Praise God. Praise God. Be free from your mother. Be free from your dad. Be free from your ex-wife, your ex-husband. Be free from immature Christians. Be free from manipulators and controllers and witches and warlocks and all the different Christians that are still in fellowship with satanic behavior. Just don't expose yourself to that. Pray for them, but don't get close to people who are dangerous. Pray for them. Bless them. Praise God. It's not a lack of love. It's called wisdom. Amen? Praise God. So, and it's really, really important. Decide when you go home tonight what kind of language you're going to practice in your home. Decide. Have a talk with your family. Say, look, this language here, we can't do this anymore. Need to get rid of this. That language has diseases in it. This language, it has medicines in it. Praise God. Don't call your husband names. I'm not saying those things are not true. I'm just saying you shouldn't say those things. He already says them to himself. He doesn't need agreement. She doesn't need agreement. You need to change the future by changing your language. Praise the Lord. Close your eyes for a little bit. I'm going to ask this question tonight. If you're here tonight and you have never, ever received a prayer language, you have never received the power of a beautiful prayer language, you do not have a prayer language, you do not have the help of the Holy Spirit to help you pray, you don't have the Holy Spirit there that searches your heart and prays in the perfect will of God. The assistance of the Holy Spirit. And you say, God, I wish I could pray for an hour or two without getting tired or bored. You need the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You need the help of the Holy Spirit. You need a beautiful prayer language that God gives you. And it says, when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you will receive power. You'll be immersed and baptized in love and baptized in joy and baptized in peace. You'll be able to build up your inner man and have supernatural strength. It's the language of the Spirit. Jemal Hardubishtaza. It comes from inside. Belengro Kurtavara. Nothing weird, nothing bad. You can start anytime. You can stop at any time. There's nothing forced. There's nothing possessed. There's nothing controlled. It's Satan's job to demonize your gifts so you never receive them. But you need every weapon you can possibly have. And if you're here tonight and you say, Ivan, I don't have a prayer language. I really would like to have that. I'd love to have the power of God functioning in my life. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. If that's you, I just want you to raise your hand right where you're at. And I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to believe God to just give you that prayer language. And lift your hand way up there. Stretch it out. I see your hands there. and there, 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 and there. And you're saying, Lord, I need that. I need a beautiful prayer language. I need the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. And God will do that for you. And there, God will do that for you. He'll give you that language. I have done this for over 40 years. I'm not a novice. I know exactly how to do this. I do it every single week. And I can guarantee you, you'll get a beautiful prayer language in just a minute. Those of you that lifted your hands, I want you to stand where you're at. I'm going to pray for you. We're going to believe God right now for you. And you're going to just receive this. It's going to be beautiful. All of you that are standing, may I have your permission to pray for you? Would you wave your hand at me? May I? May I have your permission? May I? I will not embarrass you. I won't make you do anything weird. But I would like to pray for you. If you could just come up here to the front for a minute. Just stand right up here and let me pray with you. Just walk up here. Give these people a hand because that's a good choice. That's a good choice. That's a good choice. That's a good choice. A prayer language. Daler me da rosho fra. Prayer language. Notice it coming out of me. Jemal verikara. I'm just saying it like I would speak English. God puts it inside you, and then it comes out of you. But a language is about words, and words have to be spoken. They don't speak themselves. You have to speak the words that God puts inside your spirit. You don't hear the words in your head first. They just simply are released by you speaking out and beginning, and then the Holy Spirit takes over and releases the language that He puts inside you. How many of you, and there's the Holy Spirit just told me this right now, there's five more people that need to be up here. You didn't come, but you should have come, and you know you should have come. And I want to give you a chance to obey the Holy Spirit this one last time. I don't want to force you or put you under pressure, but I know what the Holy Spirit's telling me. And so there's about five more of you. Also, if you have a prayer language, but you only have a couple of words, God promised you a river, not a couple of words. So if you just have a couple of words, come on up here as well. And let's release the whole river. Instead of just a couple of words, let's give you the Jeval Mahandro Koshvedzala, the whole thing. Praise the Lord. Remember that this is a gift, so you don't have to be worthy to receive it. Because it's a gift. And God gives gifts. You don't earn a gift. A gift is given. Praise God. Now, before any of you faint from fear or something like that, let me explain it. I'm going to explain it very clearly. There's not going to be any mystery to it whatsoever. Just so you understand. Because I know some of you may be freaked out because of your past or something. But remember this. Anything that is of God is beautiful. There's nothing ugly in God. So if something is ugly, it's probably not of God. Right? And so the Holy Spirit, Melel vor katarashte, it's beautiful. Shemel fachar katushtenatsa, beautiful. It's just a language. The Holy Spirit gave it to me so I could pray. All these people out there, they have those gifts as well. Everybody receives it the same as you're receiving it. And it's like a child. The first question, do you trust Jesus? Do you trust Jesus? Luke 11. If you ask, you find. If you seek. If you ask, you receive. If you seek, you find. If you knock, the door is open, right? If you ask God for an egg, He will not give you a snake. Right? If you ask for bread, He will not give you a rock. And if you ask for the Holy Spirit, how much more will He give it to you? Praise the Lord. So all of you are asking for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, right? Lift your hands like I told you before. I surrender. I'm not going to resist. And I already have the victory. Look up to heaven. Say these words. Say, Jesus, You're the baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Baptize me right now in the Holy Spirit and fire. I want it, and I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, put your hands down. I'm going to pray over you like this. I'm going to say, receive the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And when my hand comes by, all I want you to do is say, I receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. All you got to say is, I receive it. Receive the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Receive the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to come up before I keep going? I keep feeling that. And you know, it's my job to do this right. And not to, you're not cattle. I'm not putting a notch on my gun. I have nothing to prove. I don't want to hurt anybody. But those of you that have this, you know how beautiful of a gift it is. I pray in the Holy Spirit every single day. Every day. It edifies me and brings peace to my soul. It's beautiful. Praise the Lord. It's going to bless your life. So here's how you receive. Are you ready? I want to explain it to you. Number one, Matthew 3:10. There's somebody coming that's going to baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. John the Baptist said that. I baptize you in water, but he's going to come and baptize you in the Holy Spirit. Speaking of Jesus. So, Jesus is the one that baptizes you in the Holy Spirit, not me. I have nothing to do with it. I'm just explaining things. But it's you and him. Praise the Lord. Secondly, John 7:37-38, out of your belly will flow rivers of living water, speaking of the Holy Spirit. All right? Jesus said, I'm leaving so the Holy Ghost can come. Wait for him in Jerusalem, Acts 2:1-4. It says they were there in one accord. There appeared like tongues of fire upon landed upon them. All began to speak in tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. So, out of the beginning, when you begin, the Holy Spirit is released because God cannot do anything without faith. And if God makes you do something, that takes no faith. You've got to have a part in your own miracle. Praise the Lord. Does everybody understand that? And remember, this is a language miracle, so it comes out of your mouth. It comes out of here. You can't go like this and expect the Holy Spirit to do anything. Because remember, Jesus is a gentleman. That means he will never make you do anything. He is incapable of forcing you against your will to do anything. So he'll never do that. This is your choice. You must activate it. If you don't, that's your choice. But I'm going to show you how to do it. Praise the Lord. You're going to praise the Lord first with your hands lifted up. Because the Bible says in Psalm 22 that God inhabits the praises of his people. The word inhabits in the Hebrew means this, to build a throne and sit upon it. So when you go like this, praise, I'm even going to show you how to praise God. You're going to lift your hands in a minute. Not now. Just watch me. And you're going to go, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. If you're just saying those words and they're not from the heart, you won't feel the presence of God. But if you say to God, looking at him, God, thank you for saving my family. Wham! The presence of God. Lord, thank you for saving me. Out of all the things that you say, I love you for that, God. Pam! The presence of God. Lord, I adore you. You are so kind. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for all my children. Thank you, God, for the healings that you brought to my family, all from the heart. Pam! The presence of God. I instantly feel it when I say it because it instantly brings the Holy Spirit down upon you. You got that part? You want the presence of God on you because remember we talked about the manifest presence of God yesterday, and that's one of the ways you bring him down is by praise and worship. You tell him how wonderful he is from the heart. He comes down. So you're going to do that in a minute. You're going to lift your hands and the whole church is going to do it with you. Can all of you help? Can all of you lift your hands? Show them how to praise God. Go ahead. Just praise the Lord. Just in English. Just say, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Nice and loud. Say, praise you, Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I magnify you, God. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I give you honor and glory. Okay. Let's put our hands down again. All right. So let me show you again. This is an important part. And you guys are going to help. So, praising the Lord. This gift is a verbal gift, vocal. So it has to come out of your mouth. I want to say that again and again. So you can't do this. Or you can't do this. Or you can't just... You can't fake it. I mean, we're not trying to fake anything. It's this gift. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. I'll count to three just to jump off the cliff. Praise you, God. That's when you start speaking English. Praise you, God. Your brain's freaking out. You're everything in you saying, shut up, you stupid idiot. You're nuts. You sound like a fool. Pimples are popping. All kinds of weird feelings. You're embarrassed. How could I be so stupid and next so dumb? That's all called pride. That's all called vanity. And that's all called having your brain be your God. In walking with Jesus, miracles don't come by the brain. They come from the heart. Faith is from the heart, not from here. If you're expecting for your brain to be in total agreement with everything that's going on, it's not going to happen because your brain is not educated in miracles yet. So it's going to come from the heart. And if you have a preconceived idea on how it's going to happen, you've already decided, the only way I'll do it is if God makes me do it. Well, you ought to sit down because it is not going to happen. He won't violate the first law of his personal nature, which is free will. He just would never do it. And neither can I, neither can anybody. We can never violate a person's free will. We can just lead you to the water, then you have to drink. I'm going to show you how to drink again. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Out loud. In out loud. Now notice I say loud. Not. That's not out loud. Out loud. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to make everybody do it so you're not embarrassed, so nobody hears you. They're all going to do it. Praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. One, two, three. Because you already got baptized in the Holy Spirit because I prayed for you. And when I prayed for you, that's when you got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now all you're doing is letting out the prayer language. You can't stop at any point like, pa-da-bra-ba. Oh. That's so embarrassing. Oh my gosh, I sound like a baby. Nahanata yo no koka imasata. Ooh, that sounds. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You know, don't expect rektuish karavatstur de verendreja. Wait a few years, okay? You know, let's just start with whatever comes out of there for right now. All right? But you need to say it out loud. Get your brain out of the way. Let it come from in here. All you gotta do is move that mouth and let the sounds come out because out of here it'll Nama Rama Ra, brain's freaking out. Rama Dale Bara. They're doing it too. They're doing it too. You're all together in all of it. They're doing it too. Rabro Bare. Here it comes. Hare Bare. You're like, ah, oh, cut that my your brain saying that's not you. You're just doing that. You're just doing that. Because your brain doesn't understand miracles. Your act of faith is to move your mouth. God's miracle is to get it out of here. Out of there. Praise the Lord. And I've seen every kind of miracle you can see, and you always normally have to make a person do something before they happen. Stand up out of that wheelchair. They've got to activate themselves. And when they do, the Holy Ghost hits their legs and they're out. Ha da ra ba re ba. Do it loud. Shabra. Everything freaking out. Rabre bro ramingra torre baraba. I'll come by and I say, keep going, keep going. Sabra, you're gonna want to stop the whole time. Reba, because you're gonna be embarrassed. Rabra doro, some of you won't because you're radical. Rebre gara, you'll go, ha rabin, you're emotional. Ah brabra, you make a lot of noise. Rabra, you know, so just be you. Be you. But don't be shy because shyness is an aspect of pride. It's you being the center of the universe and thinking everybody's looking at you. And you really aren't. Nobody here is looking at you.
It's okay for you to just be free. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2, they got baptized in the Holy Ghost, got a prayer language. Acts chapter 10, got baptized in the Holy Ghost, got a prayer language. Acts chapter 19, baptized in the Holy Ghost, got a prayer. Three confirmations, that's all it takes for something to be biblically sound and doctrinally clean to practice. We never practice an experience we cannot prove from the Bible. Praise the Lord. And that's three confirmations, and there's another two. So, you're not on unsteady ground, you're on very solid ground. Praise the Lord. Is everybody ready? You're worth my time. You're worth my time. I'm not in a hurry. You're worth my time. Praise the Lord. If the people want to go, they can go. You're worth my time. So I'm taking my time because I don't want anybody to be confused. I want you to be bold. You got to be bold. Right now is not the time to be shy. If you've ever been radical, this is the time. Why don't I do this with you two guys? Like you get on that end, and then you get on that end. Yeah, like that. And then you move over. And the reason I did that is sometimes when you're next to your friends, it makes it a little harder for you to be free because you're too aware of them. And I just want everybody to just be on your own. Is that okay, buddy? And then afterwards, you can go stand over there again. But for right now, I want you all to just be free. Don't be aware of these people or those people. They're all going to pray as well. Are you all ready? Did you get baptized in the Holy Spirit already? Did you? I pray for you. Say, I'm going to pray in tongues like a machine gun. Say it. Say it. I'm going to pray in tongues like a machine gun. Say, I'm not going to stop for anybody. I'm not going to even be embarrassed. I'm going to let it out. I'm going to be bold. I don't care what people think. I'm leaving with His gift. Say it out loud. I'm leaving with His gift. Say, this is my gift, and I'm leaving with His gift from God. Don't care what anybody thinks. That's what I had to do. That's what I had to do. Praise the Lord. That's what I had to do. So what are we going to do? We're going to lift our hands, which means surrender, no resistance. I got the victory. We're going to look to God, sincerity, and then we're going to praise Him in English. The whole church is going to do it. So remember, nobody can hear you. No matter how loud you are, be loud. Don't be. And if you don't do what I tell you, I don't know what to tell you. Remember that all your life, when you didn't do what the people who knew things told you, you always failed. So I'm just telling you, do what I tell you. Do it just like I tell you, and you'll be happy when you get in your car. Praise the Lord. Be bold about it and nice and loud. So once again, let me show you how. We're going to lift our hands in a minute. You all watch. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus, from the heart. Don't get from the head just thinking, are they doing it? Or mm-mm. Shut out the whole world. There's nobody here but you. You are the only person in the world right now to God. Just you. You're that important. Just you. You're that important. Okay? So you're going to go like that. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I love you, Lord, from the heart. Thank you, Lord, for baptizing me in the Holy Spirit. I'm going to speak in tongues. That machine gun's going to flow because I really need that. I want to be able to pray. I want you to search my heart and do all that. One, I'm going to say it out loud. One, a real loud. One, two, three. The whole church is over there praying the same way in English. They're all going to stop. Everybody's going, shabra, darra, bro. You're going to, shabra, shabra, everything. You're fighting again, rah, rah, and it'll break. And also, some of you may have had some demons attach themselves to you. Not in you, but attach themselves. And by doing that, they're going to start getting off there. And your depression will end for the rest of your life. Bad dreams will be over for the rest of your life. You'll sleep like a baby for the rest of your life. You won't have anxiety attacks anymore because not only are you getting baptized in the Holy Ghost, you will be getting delivered and possibly even physically healed of something going on in your body. You ready for that? Say, I'm the boldest person here tonight. Praise God. Okay, everybody, lift your hands. Let's help them. Everybody out loud in English. Let's rejoice and let's praise God for a little while. Come on. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. I magnify your name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Get ready, everybody. When I count to three. Ready, one, two, three. Everybody, let it out of there. Shebalala toko. Hele wasato tolele. Keep going. Nice and loud. Robo to ba ba lele. Let it out, buddy. Robo saka. Sheba. There you go. Beautiful. Beautiful. Ba reba. Let it out of there. Bella boso toike. Shemele kwadari. Shoro bosa. Shema laboro basada. Everybody let it out of there. Shobolo rabase. Talk to God with that. Talk to God with that language. Shema reba sobra. Shombele la soka rabasa. Beautiful. Let it out, buddy. Beautiful. Free everybody. Free him.
Thank you, God. Help me glorify you.
Keep going. Not English, bro. Kasambala. Karebo kondele kata. Shala. Beautiful. Beautiful. Let it out of there, buddy. Kashomba rabaka. Shobalaba. Jembeleba. Shomala. Beautiful. Let it out of there. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Kateliama. Kendola sakarege. Shembore katalo. Bere basi katala. Shembele kaloboshoto. Girotara. Shemalaba. Shombalabare. Shombala kakoriara. Let it out of there. Gorabasa. Beautiful. 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 Jula mamara. Beautiful. Keep going. Thank you, Lord. Shama. Keep going, buddy. Keep going. Lamasabara. Beautiful. Let it out of there. Speak to all your family in that language. Pray over every person your heart is heavy about. Rega raba saba. Beautiful. Come on, let it out of there. Shebala, beautiful. 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 Beautiful, buddy. Excellent. Shamanda laba. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Woo! Keep going. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Now put your hands down, everybody. Let's give the Lord a hand. Say, oh, thank you, God. Stay right where you're at, just right there in the presence of God. Just thank Him for a little bit. Thank Him out loud, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Say it out loud. Thank you for baptizing me in the Holy Spirit. Giving me a prayer language. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we're going to go take another dip. That was dip number one. Let's go again. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands up. Now look at me one last time. Because remember, you got your pride. You got your emotions. You might even have demonic activity. You may have watched some occult things that may be putting a demonic atmosphere, read some bad books, watch some bad movies that can all usher in demonic activity around your home, around you. There may be demons around. And so this is clearing out everything. With that first one, you just kind of like, it's like a well that has had dirt put in it and rocks, and you just cleared all that out. Now let the pure water flow out of there. Praise the Lord. As far as I can tell, everybody got a prayer language that I could see. Now, we just need to really go for it this time. Church, are you ready? Isn't this great? Can we thank God for that? Say, the best is yet to come. Say, the best is yet to come. These folks are getting the Holy Ghost. It's beautiful. Praise God. Oh, my gosh. I remember the night that I got the Holy Ghost. In my own bedroom at 3 in the morning, my mom walked in on me and freaked me out, and I started praying in tongues. She ran. She literally ran out of the room. Called my brothers. He's lost his mind, you know. But it was that praying in the Holy Spirit in my bedroom on my guitar that began to soften her heart. And the presence of God coming in, saturating my mother until she said, I feel so much peace. I just have to have what you have. Praise the Lord. Be bold. Speak it out now, loud and bold. Church, are you ready? One last time. When I count to three, let's pray again in the Holy Ghost. Ready? One, two, three. Let it out of there. Shamahare gatalende.
Thank you.
Shemalabarobo soporebadeda. Rabba selebadondi lilia kotoro. Kareba selila tureila mataroko. Shembeli waluku shetu talalatikada. Shembelele lototo. Shelele lalo yakuye yatusabi. Shamoli kalato lombele kitara. Shelela robosi karebatalo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit. Woo! Thank you, God. You're amazing, Jesus. All right. Praise the Lord. Now, don't let Satan steal it from you with undermining language of the mind. You asked, you receive. You seek, you find. You knock, the door is open. You go home and get alone. Every day for the rest of your life, what you have just received, you can never lose. Never. It's there till the day you die. If you never do it again, right before you die, you'll probably end up doing it. Because it's there. It cannot be taken from you. You can shut it down. You don't ever have to do it. It's not going to like embarrass you. You're going to be like among like Thanksgiving among your relatives and all of a sudden. That none of that is going to happen. Remember, God can never nor will He ever violate your free will. It's under your control, your will. You're in charge. Not even God is in charge unless you give Him permission to be in charge. Praise the Lord. All right, hug one another and go sit down. And let's all thank God and say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Praise God. What a great night. What a great night. All right, let me say this real quick before Pastor comes up. If you don't own a Letters from God book, these are 365 letters from God, or if God wrote you a letter every day for a year, what would He say? You should get one of these. The way that you know this book will be for you is go over there and look up your birthday. And after you read your birthday, you'll be able to tell if this is something that will give you encouragement on a daily basis. Letters from God. How many of you have a Letters from God already? Do you find it to be a blessing? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I mean, it's really blessed a lot of people. If you don't own a copy of First Love Prayers, these are the most intimate prayers you will ever pray. And you just go right through it. And the very intimate prayers, they put you in contact with the presence of God right away. And anybody that needs a full course on forgiveness, called the Forgiveness Cure, how to forgive yourself, how to forgive people, how to forgive God. It's really, really important. And how to receive forgiveness from God. I go into great deal of teaching. This is a full course, and when you walk through it, by the time you're done, the one goal of this is for you never again to be the slave of the people who offend you and who treat you bad. Praise the Lord. You'll be free from them. And then if you want to get rid of all the people in your life without having to shoot them, this is called Woman Defined. It'll teach you how to get rid of insecurities and how to just walk in what God wants you as a woman. This is just for women. Praise the Lord. That's it. I'm handing it over to Pastor. Thank you, guys. What a great time we had this week. Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Praise God. Well, the Lord certainly lit a fire in all of us this week. Amen. Look at the person beside you and say, how bright are you burning? Huh? Praise God. Well, listen, I want to give you another chance to give an offering to Brother Ivan. I know we usually take up a Wednesday night offering, but this offering tonight's going to Brother Ivan, so get your offering envelope, and we're going to bless and give and sow. Now, you want to, I can just tell y'all, the greatest thing in the world is in giving is that it attaches you to what you gave to. You know, it's the truth. It attaches you to what it is. I want to be attached to this ministry. I want to know that I'm attached to this family and this ministry and what God's doing through them. So give big. So put your hand over your offering. I'm going to pray for it. And as they're taking up the offering, I'm going to let the guys sing again. I want some more of that music going. So, Father, right now, I just declare in Jesus' name that we just love to give. We love to be blessings. And so, Lord, this night, I just declare that we're blessing Brother Ivan. We thank you for all that they've sowed into us this week, all of his family sowed into us. And, Lord, we just bless them tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.